Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hello, everybody. This is Dove Knight. You know, I usually don't do a show around this time. But I do shows anyway because I love to talk about situations. You know, it's a combination of talking about, you know, my music, which is so important to me, and dreams and anything that's going on with me that I'm working on because, as they say, I'm a human being, so I talk about all kinds of things. Once in a while, I may talk about politics or history, psychology, so. But it's about my music. One thing that came to my mind why I came to Hollywood in the first place to be a singer and to be on stage, which still have that dream, is dealing with skeletons of my past or situations that reminds me of how limitations of ignorance can make me want to stay away, and I have to stay away. In my hometown, I have people to this day talking about and brought up when I should have went to hashtag McKinley High School. I'm like, I got my bachelor's degree. Isn't that ignorance? That's like a long time ago. I'm thinking about music. I'm thinking about being an adult, not a child. Then I had people judge me by what I work. Okay, I'm an artist and I do other things. And I'm like, whether I'm doing something, I'm working, or doing something now, or if I ain't, that don't give them the right to make judgments or make judgments on me or to say I'm this and that. I really don't appreciate that. And that is the reason why I stay away from my hometown. You know, it's like the ignorance. I don't want nothing to do with anybody from that era. You know, from my high school era, from up to 18, 19, or from when I was MLK. Nothing to do with them. It brings bad luck. It's bad memories. I had a very bad childhood. I barely survived. They're talking about something, McKinley, where I would have almost been murdered or killed in my own home or on the street where I lived, and I could not concentrate. I have so many obstacles in my life and challenges that as I get older, I get more aware and wiser to understand the differences and the practicality and how to understand the life that I live. Sometimes I'm not happy because of reminders of these horrific experiences or ignorance. Now, if you're an adult, you don't think about something back then, especially when I graduate, whatever. I don't make prejudgments on somebody, what they what they look like or so on, unless I know what goes on within. So I don't want nothing to do with them. I mean, unless I knew them directly, involved directly, they are so ignorant. I was approached by people in my hometown. You know, I can't go back to my hometown because of these bad experiences. The ignorance, the judgment, the prejudice, the ingrained religious, out-of-touch reality nonsense, it just really made me so angry that they don't see me for who I am. How hard it is with COVID to do things, to get a job, how our heads for individual, whether, you know, for each individual, the reality is different. So I don't want nothing to do with that era because it's passe and because it's just nothing but negativity. Negativity brings on ignorance, judgment, and so on. I had so much tragedy in my family that I realized it was so much conniving that I had to stay away from a lot of things that in the past that I perceived as negative. I can't deal with anything or anybody from that era forever. Except my family, but then again, there's a different issue because there's similar issues in that. I don't want that to be around. And really, what really makes this go around is that it, of course, like today, with these same people make up these, I told you those silly allegations about using material that I have to, you know, music, whatever. You know the whole thing. I'm not going to mention it. If you want to know, basic comments, if you want to know if I own my song, the answer is yes. Leave it there. I own my songs. I did not sign them away. No one's in control. That's all. Well, anyway, Legacy Songs is about the legacy of songs that I made for a long period of time. And it's about that. But it's not about the legacy of that, of my childhood. My childhood has nothing to do with it. It's kind of obsolete. Well, it's obsolete. It's obsolete permanently. As I said before, that's how we deal with things. I will say this to artists who don't have no song licensing organization, who are not copyrighted or whatever. If you own your songs like me, go to BMI ASCAP, okay, and copyright it. Because if you made the song, you should own it. Whether you write or the lyrics to the song, the lyrics are the words by itself. Or if you do the music by yourself, or both, you should be compensated and recognized for your work. Not a lot of artists get recognized. I have been one of them, but as I said before, it's about correlating to what's going on today and looking at myself, the perspective of what's going on in 2021, and to know that I released Legacy Songs. Because when I bring up this ignorance from my past, they make prejudgments on my life, make prejudgment on where I were, and they don't have the capacity to understand my situation, and they can't because of their ignorance. They see it from their own perspective, and also it's not true from what they're saying. Well, anyway, the thing is, Legacy Songs is, as you know, you heard the songs. You heard all of them. You heard all the, the songs that I played. If you have it, you can check on Spotify, Deezer, you know. I like to talk about the traumas and the troubles that I have because that's what inspired me to be a songwriter. The years of abuse and neglect as a child and violence as a young child, to dealing with ignorance from the other children, to dealing with feeling like an outcast and being labeled and being laughed at everywhere I went in my hometown. Being not able to go centers because of the way I looked or because of people's ignorance and prejudices that I had to leave my hometown forever. And I had to find a place where I can be me. I was the artiste. I was really an artist. I've always been an artist. One reason why I had so much trauma, I had already had a bad childhood anyway, but it was such a bad, worst. Probably didn't, you can say that I didn't have really, not only was a bad childhood, I didn't have a childhood at all. Because I didn't grow up like other people, like, you know, go to proms and, you know, they buy their first car and then they date. Then they find, you know, all that. I didn't have that. I had to survive. I was put in situations where I had to move from my own because of danger and so on. And I moved on from that because I'm in control of my life now that I have control over those situations. So I'm trying to get back or, you know, what I missed out in my own way because I spent years surviving and trying to heal, not only from the intense trauma from my early life and adolescence, but also through the traumas from being on the street of Hollywood and Los Angeles, and the traumas of not getting to where I wanted to go, music industry, the rejections, the put downs, the isolation, also my own inabilities to do get to where I want to go. So it started to take a toll on me. So creating was the way to deal with it. So I write about it and I think about it on recordings and I talk about it on podcasts because it's important for me to go, for me to be healthy in the year 2021. It's very hard to be, to continue to go with so many challenges that I feel I face. And then while I'm dealing with all that, I get these prejudgments from people from my past or present who don't understand the reality of my situation, which they're ignorance and they're haters. And I stay away from that forever. Now, people who from my past, I don't want to think about as far as MLK or hashtag, whatever, that is over forever. I don't want nothing to do with that era. I did not talk to them. I find that it was just bring up bad memories, bad experiences, and it's time for, as an adult, to move on. Unless I dealt with these people directly and knew them directly at this time on an intimate level or something, that's no way I would want to deal with that era in my life because it's not an era for me to remember. That's why I stay away from that time. It's only revisit that memory. We have to move on and transcend our present. And I have people, even in LA, who are stuck in the past. You know, like 20 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. Yeah, you know, and you know, I had this happen, that, but the past is over. So, you know, I realized I had to transcend the past, move on. That is the best psychological advice to be healthy. Try to stay within the present and move on and take control of my life. As again, I'm trying to learn different things that people my age learned that I didn't know. I didn't get my first car when I was 16. I didn't go to my prom. I didn't have a healthy, normal life. Didn't have a time to relax and be who I need to be. It was always chaos or something. I developed depression at such a young age and post-traumatic stress disorder from so much violence at a young age that I wasn't even aware of until I realized it. And because if you live in something and people just brush it off like nothing is happening, stay with your family, stay with you, you know, that's ignorance. Just like the prejudice statement, stay with your own kind, that's an ignorance statement too. You know, that's prejudice. Love comes in all forms and colors and races and sexes and whatever. We are all, you hang out with whoever you want that makes you feel comfortable. We're not here to be, you know, just because I look the way I do doesn't mean I have to be. If I prefer to hang out with somebody of a different race, that doesn't make me wrong or bigoted at all. It makes me, because that's where I want to prefer to hang out. Even though I believe that we are all equal, love does not see color. It does not see sexuality. And it does not see sex. I bring that up all the time because it comes to my play of prejudice and racism in a society that comes my way when people make prejudgments about my life and by my color of my skin and by who I hang out with and so on. And even though we have laws in the state of California in Los Angeles against any type of discrimination, it is illegal to discriminate on basis of race, color, blah, blah, blah. I don't care what you look like. You could be green or brown. You should be allowed to be who you need to be, and on a federal level. But there are people in my environment who don't understand that open-mindedness. They continue to come and bring their bigoted beliefs into one of the most liberal areas in the country. And I hope they get investigated for a hate crime or something, because sooner or later they will. You don't go by race and determine who you be with or who you sleep with or who you hang out with. However, while it's good to be open-minded to all people, it is not good to prejudge or to make some other or to be prejudiced against anybody, regardless of color, race, sex, or religion, or origin, sexual orientation, whatever you prefer to be is who you are, green, blue, brown, purple. That's who you are. I bring it up because it happens all the time because of the ignorance. And I think the ignorance, maybe they come from another town or another state where they was normal to be the way. It's not normal in 2021. I don't care where you are, especially in California. But even if not, you got to be aware of the reality of this world, and it's going to catch up to them. So that's why I bring up, because I've been targeted for that type of many types of discrimination. And then there's a discrimination about you being unique. Unique, you know, if you're unique, you know, that doesn't make you crazy or mentally ill. I mean, because I was unique, I listened to rock music, or I do this and do that, or what I wear. It has nothing to do with my health. It has to do with someone's ignorance. So, well, anyway, Legacy Songs talks about that, and why, you know, about, because I put pop and I put rock, and it sounds like Lil Kendrick and a dance and whatever, a mixture of all kinds of things. So that is how it is. You know, you marry who you would marry, you know, you love who you love, and that's what my music is about. I appeal to the world. The world does not revolve around me, and I cannot revolve around the world. We are all the same. We really are. Well, anyway, I played a Do Love You song, you know, and it's about love. I would say that Do Love You is it's a universal song. You know, it's about you know, loving someone or loving things forever, you know, for eternity. It's appealing to loving someone through thick and thin, for better or worse. To death do you part. But I bring up, I'm not trying, you know, that's what it's about, you know.
I really wanna be with you, you make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know? I really want to love you. I want to marry you.
And that is, I Do Love You. Now, my stance is, I Do Love You appeals to everybody. It appeals to the whole universal appeal. This is what my stance is. If you're black and you prefer to be with a white person, good for you. Marriage or so on, love should not determine color. When I have a racist, bigoted person say, stay with your own kind, I realize how bigotry and racist they are. That's racism. That's ignorance, and that should not be tolerated. If you're a black person that prefer to be with another black person, that's good too. But don't go by race. Go by what's, go by on the inside. I don't want that type. I don't believe in people who think like that. You know, what I mean is that with some, the person says, stay with your own kind, that's a racist, dangerous person. I don't want to deal with somebody like that in my life. I go by character, not by skin color. Skin color doesn't mean a thing. We are all the same. It's on the inside how you treat people. It's about time people look on the inside of people and stop looking on the outside, because they continue to look at how this person look, or whether they're gorgeous or whatever, they're going to find out they're going to lose a lot because of that. It's just plain ignorance. You look at someone's personality, how they treat you, how they respect you or not. That's character. That's what you look at, the inside of a person. And that's what I Do Love You is about. I love you. You met the right person because your person's on the inside. And I think that's the reason why a lot of marriages and relationships break up. They don't look on the inside, in my opinion. They look on the outside, how they look, what they have, and not what they are on the inside. That's my opinion. The truth is, we are all the same, no matter what background we come from, or religion, or race, or whatever. We are all the same. I do not endorse any type of discrimination. At the same time, I say that because I've been discriminated, targeted, investigated, falsely accused of being not well, falsely accused of being targeted, or because of my color of my skin, or because of these people's ignorance. They come from a southern state or wherever they come from. I ain't gonna judge a southern state because there are a lot of good people, wherever, you know, a lot of good people in the south, north, whatever. Regardless, whatever you believe, left or right, fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that if you try to pigeonhole me and try to hurt me simply because of the way I look what you perceive is not according to their point of view as far as religion or race or lifestyle or sexual orientation, whatever, then you must have a problem with reality and something is wrong with you. You are wrong, absolutely morally wrong. We don't do that. But they do it continuously. Love does not see color or anything. It sees acceptance. And I leave it there. If you want to love the same race, that's good. If you don't, that's just as good. If you want to hang out or do whatever you want or whoever you want to do, as long as you ain't hurting nobody, that's the way it is. And that's what my album is about. Check out my album, Legacy Songs. I got dance, pop, rock. I am colorblind, universally blind, extremely. And I abhor, and I do not, meaning I do not tolerate any type of discrimination or ignorance. I'm open-minded to you all. And the reason why I say that is because may all what you believe or whatever you want to happen come true, because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dove Night.